I saw your post and went, oh my gosh, he's going cross country to coach again. So I thought, I got to give him a call. We've got to do something on this.
Port of Virginia.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, Coach, hey, I'm rolling tape. If it's cool with you, first of all, it's good to hear your voice again. Miss you around here. Gosh, we had so many good times in the McCook Community College days, and I know you still have great memories of being back here in McCook, Nebraska, don't you?
Well, you know, Rich, it was my first head coaching job, you know, so it's where I started. I come up from South Dakota State as a GA to McCook. Starting out there with my wife and my young daughter at the time, and we just loved it. I love McCook. I love the area. I love the school there. I love the opportunity to coach there. I love the donuts on our coaches' talk show in the morning on Saturdays. It's just a great place to start and a great place to have our kids and to coach there.
No question, some great players along the way. Do you keep tabs on as much as you can on a lot of those guys still today?
You know, I do. When I was at McCook, it was kind of before Facebook. And so my wife ended up convincing me to get Facebook back around, what, you know, 2000-something, early 2000s. And so I've been able to keep track of a lot of them through Facebook. A lot of them, we still text and talk often. And it's just great, you know, reconnecting with players you haven't talked to for a while. But on the most part, yeah, I keep in contact with a lot of them.
Yeah, those guys are our dads, and their kids are probably in high school at about this time as well. They're watching them grow all the time.
Well, I tell you, Rich, when I was at McCook, I was 27 years old. At 27, I was coaching, you know, some young men who weren't too far behind me. And so yeah, they are our parents. They're doing great in their careers, and it's just a really, really good place.
Well, Coach, I know the big news. You're going moving across the country a little bit from Utah to a school in Virginia. How did this come about?
You know, it's a place called Southern Virginia University. They're NCAA Division III institution. You know, it's kind of a story behind it. When I left Western Wyoming Community College, I interviewed at a school in Texas called Blinn College. The AD there became a good friend of mine, actually wanted to hire me, but the president decided to go to an old friend who coached there before, and so the AD and I became good friends. He subsequently was the first AD at Southern Virginia back in the late 1900, you know, like 1995, 96 when the school started. I had a player that played for me at Western Wyoming that went and played at Southern Virginia. Ended up working for him in financial aid. Now he's an investment guy up in Connecticut. He's still really tied to the university. And a good friend here in Utah is a high school coach. One of the better friends knows the people there well. So it kind of all was a perfect storm. Those three people helped me get involved with it. I interviewed. I went out there a week and a half ago, really enjoyed the place, and they offered me a position, so I accepted it. So looking forward to going out to Virginia. One place I've never been in all my coaching.
I was going to say, you've mostly been Midwest and West. You've never kind of went straight East, have you?
Well, I used to recruit the East, and I used to recruit the South, down in New Orleans, in the Louisiana area, in Connecticut area. I had a lot of good players at McCook, as well as Western Nebraska and West Wyoming from those places. But I've never been to Virginia. And I went back there, and it's a beautiful place. Beautiful place. I've had players play at West Virginia, but never in Virginia itself. So it's going to be an adventure.
You've been, of course, in Utah and still coaching basketball. You've never gone away from it. You still have been coaching basketball last number of years, haven't you?
Yeah, it's in your blood. You know, I ended up, when I left Western Wyoming, we moved to Utah when I left Western Nebraska. And then I got the job at Western Wyoming a couple years later, and my family stayed here because my kids were in high school and didn't want to move them to Rock Springs at the time. And then I was there for 5 years. Then I left there and ended up getting the job at a place called Jordan High School, which is right here in Sandy, Utah, not too far from where we live. Been here for 2 years, had a really good run. Got beat the state championship about 4 or 5 years ago in the highest classification. Had some good players. But I just felt, you know, it was time to, if I could get back into college, I would. And I just got fortunate and got lucky.
And that was the ultimate goal, Coach, wasn't it? To get back in the college ranks and do this college coaching gig once again?
Yeah, that's what it was. If the opportunity presented itself, it's just so hard to get any type of coaching job, high school, college. And you have to be lucky. You know, you have to have people help you. And I was just fortunate I had the right connections there. And it's just, I love coaching college more than I do high school. You know, Joe Hughes is a good friend of mine. He's been in high school forever. And we talk, apparently, you know, once in a while on Facebook. Well, his wife and my wife stay in touch that way as well. But he's loved high school. He's better fit for high school. I'm a better fit for college, I think.
I noticed on your website, the KnightsAthletics.com website, that your new school is evolving. They've got, that program's kind of been hanging around 500, I think, the last couple of years. So they've won some games, lost some games, but I'm sure you're excited to build that program up and see what you can do this next year.
Yeah, I think they were 13-14 last year. They're in a conference called the USA South, which is, you know, all Division III schools. Mostly in North Carolina, and, you know, they're in Virginia, and one more school is in Virginia. But it's a conference I think we can compete in. They do, in other sports, they compete fairly well. Football has struggled for them. They need to get football better. And men's basketball has been average. Our goal is to get above average and get better. It's going to be a transition year. I got the job so late, so not much recruiting can be done. So I've been able to contact the players, and hopefully most are returning, which they are, which is gives us a good nucleus, and then it's just to kind of get the ball rolling. You need to get a few better players, and you need to work on a few things. You need to shoot the ball better for sure. I think they shot the ball well enough. You need to get a little more athletic to play against the teams we play against. But it's a good nucleus, a good foundation. The president, the athletic director, they're all very supportive. They want to see it be successful, so they're giving us the opportunity.
I would take it that you would like Southern Virginia University kind of be your final coaching gig?
Yeah, you know, I'm getting up in age. No longer, you know, a young kid like I was at McCook. But, I you know, coaching is a field that, as long as you love doing it, as long as you enjoy it, I'll keep doing it. It's going to be a lot of fun, put it that way.
Coach, I got to ask you about what basketball in general is all about now, because, you know, when we're watching you and watching you coach in the sidelines back at MCC, you know, back in the 90s, different brand of basketball then to what it is now. What's your thoughts on kind of the change and, you know, how basketball has really come around?
Well, you know, coaching's still coaching. You know, it's still X's and O's. It's about getting the right players to fit your culture. You know, back when McCook, I was young, and we were able to get a lot of good players, second chance kids, a lot of kids who wanted to proceed, you know, go on to the next level, were able to do that. I think kids still want to be coached. They still want discipline. They still want respect. It's just, you know, teaching them and helping them become better young men. I think that society's gone away from that. You know, the Division I level, Division II level is so much of the NIL driven now that it's in the transfer portal. Division III isn't so much because it's mainly academic and there's no athletic scholarship, so it's all academic and financial aid based. So there's still a little of that college purity there of kids go because they want to go and they want to get better and they want to go to school. So I'm excited for that. But I've seen it evolve a lot. It's changed. It's changed in the good way some, and it's also, in my opinion, changed in some of the bad ways. But I have no control over that.
Coach, you got to get that U-Haul ready and travel across the country and your family. And I know I touched on that earlier before we started taping, but how's your family doing? Hopefully your kids all growing up and having families, and I know you've enjoyed that, watching them, haven't you?
My four daughters are all doing well. My youngest one, who was with me at McCook, has now made us grandparents. We have four grandkids through her and her husband. My other two are doing well. They're single, and they're working here in Utah. One teaches math and is a JV girls coach at a place called Cedar Valley High School. The other one's in construction management. And then our youngest daughter, the caboose, who's actually born in Scotts Bluff, just got back from her LDS church mission. And so she'd be off to BYU here in a couple days. But they're all doing well. My wife's parents live close by, so they're getting up in age and having some health issues, so she's going to stay back for the first year, kind of help care for them. And then we'll just see what happens.
You got to be on your own for a little bit of time. It's kind of tough packing up. As you said, it was kind of late in the game here, but especially clear across the country. But hopefully, eventually, year two, she'll be able to move with you and everything. You can live your life together in Virginia.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I think she'd enjoy it back there.
Well, we miss you around here, Coach. It's always good to talk to you. I'm so glad you posted that about the new job, and congrats. I know happy as can be, and we miss having you. We're going to have you sometime if you're traveling across the Midwest and you make it by, stop by, and we'll talk again sometime.
Well, I'll be going through North Platte here probably this time next week. Probably take I-80 out and head down towards St. Louis and go across Kentucky. I MapQuest it. It's 2,046 miles from my house. So it'll be a jump, but I'm looking forward to, driving it back across Nebraska. We love those days, and I love that state. And I'm just looking forward to driving through and getting a run.
When it comes to your schedule, looking at that, do you have, with the being Division I, III, the travel, is it as much as maybe a Division I or Division II school? Is the travel a little bit better?
Oh, not at all. Most of our games, one thing I've realized, the West Coast, there's not a whole lot of Division III schools. There's like one in Colorado, there's some in Oregon, Washington, California. But Division III is a lot in the East and the South. And our conference, our longest road trip in conference is like three and a half hours away. Versus McCook, we're playing Northeast Nebraska and Southeast and Western, just going clear across the state. Most of the schools are fairly local, within three and a half hours. So it won't be near as bad.
Coach, great talking to you, man. Thank you so much for the time on short notice, and keep up the good work. I'll keep track of you. Don't be surprised. Maybe a couple of months in the season, let's do it again. We'll talk about your team and how everybody's doing.
Rich, that'd be great. I always love to hear from you.